The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We're coming to you this week from Chicago, Illinois, in the International Association of Chiefs of Police Convention. Yeah, it's one of the longer named trade shows as we travel the world covering consumer tech, but a very interesting one, especially, if you will, because I'm a former Miami-Dade police officer for many years. So I'm fascinated about what's here. And my security buddies, Andy and Rick and so forth, are also with us, and Robert, looking at the really cool tech that's available at this particular conference. A lot of new stuff to help law enforcement and first responders and military and firefighters, all sorts of neat things, in addition to things that we're running across that we can talk about in general that help all of us as consumers in the long run. Our next guest tells us how they are capable of transforming video from any type of camera, if you will, into actionable, tailored, and trusted intelligence. Ooh. So we got to find out what that's all about. The co-founder and CEO of a company called Vintra, V-I-N-T-R-A, is Brent Buchenstein. Brent, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm doing well. And two quick thank yous, Dave. One, for your service at Miami-Dade, and two, for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
My pleasure for both, as a matter of fact. And we appreciate you spending a couple of minutes with us. You've got a very busy exhibit. A lot of people are asking you, how do you do what you do? Tell me a little bit about Vintra, other than my brief introduction, so we have a better idea of what your company actually does.
So what we do, we're like Google for video. So we help take video that is overwhelming in nature for law enforcement agencies, and increasingly the type of video that's being provided from citizens to law enforcement agencies, like Ring Nest footage, dash camera footage from their drones. These are all footages that local citizens have, and for those that care about impacting local law enforcement, if they provide that, we help make all that video searchable, so that if a little girl goes missing and we need to find all the little girls wearing yellow who were on a certain street during a certain day, we can do that without having to watch hours and hours and hours and hours of video. Just like you had to scroll through thousands and thousands of web pages before Google showed up.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Or God forbid, open a book or something. Yes. You know, go to a library. Yes. I think they still have those somewhere.
We're not in the library business.
No, not at all. But you are in the tech business, yes. And you are in the ability to help identify people. And from a law enforcement standpoint, obviously very important, very helpful. But I like your analogy there about, let's say there's some child missing. There are so many cameras. We got the doorbell cameras and all the rest of it, that if you can compile all this information and help find a lost child, help locate a subject from a crime or whatever the case, it's got to make a huge difference.
Yeah, the average local law enforcement investigator today spends between 2 and 5 hours of their week pushing play and watching video. So these are our highest, sharpest, most valuable law enforcement resources, the people that solve crimes against persons, crimes as an example. And we're asking them to sit and push play and watch video. And they're doing that instead of kicking doors down or putting handcuffs on people, finding missing kids, finding people that have committed rapes or other terrible crimes. And so what our tool does, our tool is not the end of an investigation. Our tool is the start. It's the place that they can jump off from and say, rather than figuring out where the 1,500 people who walked down this street were in the last 24 hours, all who are in a public place anyway, right? I need to see all the little girls who have a certain color on and we're moving a certain direction. And these are the kind of things that our technology helps empower.
And how easy is it for, say, a law enforcement agency to implement this sort of technology then? Because they can come to Vintra and say, we need this, no question. Now, how does it work? How do we do it?
So I want to talk about two things. Since this is a consumer show, I want to talk about how easy it is for law enforcement to spin it up. That's fine. But I want to talk about the impact it has for citizens and consumers out there. So it's very easy. We have a cloud-based solution. They can try it out, upload some video, test away, and very easy for them to spin it up.
So them being all of us consumers, we can actually do that? Or
the law enforcement agency can do that. For consumers, for local law enforcement agencies that choose to deploy this technology, we have a feature we call Video Allies. And what Video Allies is, it allows only when the citizen wants to, for them to participate in contributing their home video to local law enforcement cases. So let's talk about the typical investigative workflow. Something bad happens on your street. And what happens then is you have to go. The local law enforcement agency has to walk through every single house. It's called canvassing. And hey, could you send me some video? Could you email it here? Could I download the thumb drive?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, they have to notice, oh, I see you have a doorbell camera or there's a security camera over the driveway, and then approach them and hope the camera was working, that it was recording, that we can get that video, that sort of thing. So it's very time consuming.
Absolutely. And by the way, and we hope they're home, because if they're not home, then we have to schlep back out and do this all over again. So the way that our system works is we allow law enforcement to create a secure link linked to a case. And so they can just email people that link, or if people have registered their cameras with local law enforcement, they can send an email to them and say, we see that your camera is in an area on a street that may have helped us with our abducted child case. Could you please export and send your video to us here? The minute that happens, the video hits our system, we index it for the people or the vehicles that have gone by or attributes about those things, red pickup trucks, what someone was wearing. And from there, they can now instantly search that video, saving the time of them having to go out there, collect it, upload it, do all of that work. With the whole goal, from a citizen standpoint, the citizen gets two things here. They get way better customer service. I can now easily, like in a modern world, send the things that will help my community in, step one. Step two, what we want law enforcement to do is solve cases for us and protect us. Any time that that officer is spending downloading your video or having to push play and search it is not a great use, in my personal and professional opinion, of our tax dollars. I want that person out solving tier one crimes in my community. And this is a way for citizens to get a more safe community, because we're augmenting, by the way, what we're terrible at with humans. We were made for lions and tigers and bears, oh my. We weren't made to sit and push play on video. So we're giving law enforcement a tool that augments their capabilities, and in turn, citizens get more crime solved.
Now, I'm assuming then that you guys are using artificial intelligence. You're able to go through all these videos with computers. It's a software thing, and say, find anywhere you see that red pickup or that young girl with the yellow shirt or that sort of thing. And the AI does the work.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we've built our own what's called deep learning powered video analytics from the ground up. The technology is not too dissimilar from the early days of what companies are trying to do with autonomous driving, where it makes sense of the objects in front of me and the environment that the car is moving in. Ours is a little easier since the camera doesn't move quite as much and it stays in one place, or maybe it just goes back and forth. But yes, our system has been built from the ground up for these types of use cases, and it's been built with two things in mind. One is what happens when it works, meaning what are the guardrails on the use of this kind of technology, right? How good is it? How accurate is it? What is the user interface so I don't show something I shouldn't, or I don't miss something I shouldn't? And then what happens when it doesn't work? We always, our first principle is the investigation starts with us. It doesn't end with us. The human is in the loop. The human is in control of the investigation. We're simply surfacing things that are visually challenging for them to look at. It's actually the same thing they do today. It just takes them a lot longer. It's like hand washing your clothes versus We're a nice laundry machine that has it all done in 25 minutes.
I like that. And again, letting the police officers, the detectives, do police work and not just pushing play and watching videos. Now, I'm hearing some listeners kind of scream at me in my head about, all right, but what about my privacy? What about, you know, sure, I want to help. I want to be a good citizen. But how do I know that I'm not somehow being violated? How do you deal with that?
Yeah. So two ways. One, I talked about the guardrails of the technology. So first of all, our solution has configurable biometrics. So you can turn it on and off. So the law enforcement agency that deploys it, what we see most typically is when they're getting citizen-related video, they will have a policy that has gone through public review, that has gone through stakeholder review, that has gone through procurement review, that they may not use biometrics on citizen source video without consent from the citizen. So when you provide video via our Video Allies feature, you have an opt-in or opt-out to provide those kind of features.
On a case-by-case basis even, right? It's not like one time I've given them permission, now they can just access it automatically. It doesn't work that way.
No. This is you exporting your data. You're choosing to opt-in and send it to law enforcement. You can choose then to register or not register, right? It may be a case you feel very passionately about and you want to send data in one time. Or you may be the type of citizen that says, no, I really care about the safety of my community. And while law enforcement can't ever pull data indiscriminately from my system, I do want to be on the list. I want to get the email or the call when something bad happens, and I might be able to help find that little girl.
Love it. Well, Brent, you're a delight to chat with, and we can learn more by visiting vintra.io. There you go. Vintra.io. We'll get you there, too. Hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us here at IACP in Chicago. And keep up that cool work, because there's certainly more to come into tomorrow.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate your time.
Our pleasure. We're back with more Into Tomorrow from the International Association of Chiefs of Police Convention here in Chicago. I'm Dave Graveline on the Advanced Media Network.